a cookie for grown-ups.
Which was so confusing for, like, everyone. They're just like...
They thought it had alcohol or weed in it or something like that. And yeah. I'm just like, it's the flavors.
One of the best things about being a grown-up is being allowed to have a cookie whenever you want. In Statesboro, Georgia, Johnny Boy Cookies uses inventive recipes to push the limits of milk's sweetest companion.
I came from the mud. There's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree. There's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're headed to the home of Georgia Southern University, Statesboro. This is where we'll visit Johnny Boy Cookies. It's a family-owned cookie shop that specializes in unique flavors inspired by Southern cuisine. John and Hannah Womack are the owners, but when it comes to titles, they like to keep it informal.
I guess I'm technically the founder. I'm Johnny Boy of Johnny Boy Cookies. I don't know. I don't really think of myself as a CEO. I think of myself as a, and I really don't even call myself anything. I just like having fun in the kitchen.
I'm just kind of Johnny's right hand. I just help out with kind of more of the back end with the office and managing the social media website, stuff like that. All the fun accounting stuff.
I mean, you do all
the
finance.
We're the owners. That's what we are. We own the company. Yeah, that's what it is.
Sure.
We don't know. We're not real fancy.
Got it.
At Johnny Boy Cookies, they don't just stop at the usual cookie flavors. Besides classics like chocolate chip and snickerdoodle, they also offer other varieties that are sure to turn heads, with seasonal flavors rotating each month. Banana pudding, oatmeal butterscotch, chicken and waffles. Those are just some of the flavors offered by Johnny Boy Cookies that show this company is as adventurous as they are dedicated.
One of the things that makes it really different, I would say, is the fact that we try to balance the flavors. So, you know, we just transitioned to Johnny Boy Cookies. We used to be Big Boy, and the thing behind that was a cookie for grown-ups.
Which was so confusing for, like, everyone. They're just like, you know.
They thought it had alcohol or weed in it or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's the flavors. It's the flavor profile. So then on the back of the shirts, we put "Your tongue will explain," and that threw people too. They were
the whole it was confusing for people, but the whole concept was everyone loves cookies, yes, but, like, you know, you think about a kid eating a cookie, they'll eat anything that has sugar in it and they'll like it. So we wanted to make something that kind of had like a layer of flavors.
Making a cookie for an adult palate that an adult can walk in and they're like, I don't really like sweets. And I'm like, okay, cool. Would you be willing to try a cookie? Because, like, we've got a jalapeno corn cookie. I try to base a lot of my stuff on Southern traditions, mm-hmm. how I grew up eating.
Southern
desserts. So my mom always made cornbread. She always did, like, jalapeno cornbread, like in a skillet, which to this day, favorite cornbread ever. Mm-hmm. Thick, fluffy cornbread in a skillet is just
good. Johnny Boy Cookies had its inception back when Johnny was in a completely different line of work.
I was a drug rep at that point, where I would go to doctor's offices, and I had worked in a doctor's office too. One of my cousins, a nurse practitioner, so I worked with him some. So I kind of got the feel and the lingo for drug reps and stuff like that, how to approach an office, how what to do that's aggravating from their side, you know, from the office side of things. So I just tried to be, like, real easygoing whenever it came to going to my offices and clients and stuff. And I would do lunches for them. And whenever I first started, I wasn't making cookies. So I was, like, paying $50 for a lunch, for a dessert. You know, anyway, I was like, well, this dessert isn't really that good anyway. So why don't I just try to make something fresh?
And cookie baking came naturally to Johnny. He discovered his gift in high school.
Whenever I was in high school, I had made some cookies and people really liked them. And I never really thought anything else about it. I was just like, okay, cool. I made good cookies. I pretty much just made, like, the Toll House recipe on the bag, but I just tweaked it a little bit. And everybody's like, what did you do to this? And I was like, I can't tell you.
Johnny Boy's magical cookie skills remained with him, even as he entered his adult career, until one fateful day changed everything.
I was doing a lunch in Savannah. The way I had to set it up, there was like 50 people in the office, and there was like 10 doctors. So I had to like basically pitch the same thing 5 times because they would come in like 2 at a time. And I was like, hey, you guys, come on in. I got you some Chick-fil-A, and I made dessert. I made some caramel apple cookies, and there's some chocolate chip in there. So y'all just come on in. Let's go over everything. And I'm up there giving my little spiel, and I remember like one of the doctors was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He took like one bite of the cookie, and he's, you made this? And I was like, yes, sir. He said, well, I don't know what you're selling now, but you need to really start looking at selling these. And I was like, okay, thanks for the advice. So anyway, I did think about it.
And Johnny credits a famous TV chef with some further inspiration.
I had read this, an article from Cook's Illustrated. Chris Kimball had did the perfect chocolate chip cookie recipe. And I was so blown away that he made, I know it was over 100 recipes just trying to make chocolate chip. He did some with all egg whites, all egg yolks, using canola oil, using baking powder, using cornstarch, using all these different things to try to get what he considered to be the perfect chocolate chip cookie, which is a crispy exterior, a gooey center, and just like the perfect crunch.
In the wee hours of the morning, Johnny got to work experimenting with and perfecting different cookie recipes.
So crazy. I've always been kind of a night owl anyway, so I really enjoyed staying up and like just trying new recipes and stuff and kind of see what works, if you can tweak things. I would stay up all night listening to music or whatever, making cookies, and then about 3 o'clock, I would take the cookies that I, like all the dough that I had made, scoop it. Well, actually back then I used to put it all into parchment paper and roll it into a log and stick it in the freezer. And so as I was, through the night, I might make 5 or 6 batches of cookies and then just keep putting logs in the freezer. And then 3 or 4 o'clock, the first log would pretty much be set. So I'd take that out and go back and cut it into cookies and bake them. And by 6 or 7, I would have like maybe 3 to 5 dozen cookies baked.
With Johnny's nocturnal cookie adventures yielding far more cookies than he and Hannah could eat themselves, he began using old-fashioned salesmanship to move the product. His professional background gave him a competitive edge.
Then I would take cookies out and sell them, like just go cold call, like basically take all the stuff that I had learned from being a drug rep, like cold calling and just being willing to hear a no. That's one of the hardest things about outside sales, is being willing to hear a no and keeping a positive attitude and keep going. Yeah, I wasn't really planning on it being like a side hustle kind of thing. Like it was more just a hobby that was a lot of fun, and I could make the money back that I spent on ingredients. And then once I realized, hey, you know, people really seem to like it, I started getting more phone calls about the cookies than I was about the drugs we were going and talking about, you know, trying to get the doctors to prescribe.
Never, never underestimate the power of a good cookie. What started as a delicious hobby soon grew into a full-time job when word spread about Johnny Boy's exceptional cookie abilities.
I was back in school to get my RN, and I had 3 doctor's offices call me, each one of them. The first one wanted 25 dozen cookies, the second one wanted 30 dozen cookies, and then the one after that called me and they wanted, I think it was 30 or 32 dozen cookies.
Around Christmas time.
Yeah, this was like November. They're like, hey, do you still make cookies? I was like, yeah. Like, you think you can do 25 dozen? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can do that, no problem.
Before Johnny knew it, he had orders for 90 dozen cookies. And for 3 weeks, he worked around the clock filling the orders.
We had one oven
at the house.
We had moved to Statesboro at that time.
Yeah.
So we had one like regular conventional oven.
I had my KitchenAid mixer, I got my mom's that was still in the box, and my sister-in-law's that was still in the box. That was the winter of 2015. We got everything delivered, got all the cookies made, did everything that we needed to, learned a lot about high volume delivery, how the cookies sit, and all that kind of stuff.
After successfully filling their first high volume orders, Johnny and Hannah started strategizing about ways to further grow their cookie business. Their first move, putting the business on wheels.
Food trucks, they've always been around, but they kind of had a bad rap, which by 2016, they weren't, that bad, but whatever. But anyway, we weighed out the pros and cons of getting a trailer versus getting a truck. But I knew I wanted to start with something mobile because my thought process was if I start here and it's just a dead market, nobody wants the cookies, we go to where people are and then we can sell cookies there. So you can kind of take your business where the people are kind of thing.
For Johnny and Hannah's purposes, they needed a special truck that's very hard to come by.
There's not that many cookie trucks or bakery trucks in general. Every food truck that's built right now pretty much has a fryer or it has a flat top in it or it has an oven, no refrigeration, inadequate, power needs and stuff like that. So I was just like, the used ones were about 20. And I was like, let's see how much we can get one built for. So I called a company down in Waycross. We went to the factory and toured it and everything and talked with a guy on the phone. We did three different drafts on the design. And by the end of February, we had a custom built to our spec cookie truck.
I think originally when we got it, it was more just to have a space, a commercial kitchen that we could actually do this stuff in. And then once we got it, it's kind of when we started like, well, we've got this thing, this cookie wagon on wheels. We need to start hitting up these festivals and stuff.
So Johnny and Hannah hit the road, spreading their cookie gospel across Georgia and the Lowcountry coast in their food trailer, the Cookie Wagon. As their cookies got more popular, they outgrew the space and started looking for a brick-and-mortar building to set up shop. One day while riding around Georgia, they came across the perfect space. And in 2017, Johnny Boy Cookies opened its first storefront location in Statesboro. Today, in addition to their original cookie wagon, Johnny and Hannah have a second food truck named Van Doe. They also have plans to open a second Johnny Boy Cookies location in Savannah. Johnny and Hannah really found their place in the cookie business, and for that, the whole cookie community is thankful. Okay, where are we at now?
We've said the word cookie 61 times so far.
Excellent. This is our best episode yet. All right, let's keep rolling. The cookies at Johnny Boy Cookies really push the boundaries of cookie innovation. The variety of cookie flavors they offer is unbelievable.
The white chocolate pumpkin snickerdoodle is kind of like a pumpkin roll, so you can kind of eat that on the salted caramel brownie cookie. This is a double chocolate base with dark chocolate, caramel, and hazelnut. Banana pudding, eat it on the go. You don't have to worry about slopping pudding on yourself. Caramel apple cookie. So it's an oatmeal base cookie with diced Fuji apples and caramel bits. So this is just a semi-sweet basic chocolate chip cookie.
But it's not basic.
Johnny Boy Cookies also makes seasonal varieties that you'll need to grab quick while they're available. There's even one that's perfect for especially naughty kids.
So we made a lump of coal cookie last year at Christmas, and we're going to do it again. So we used activated charcoal, black food coloring, and then black sanding sugar. So whenever it bakes, whenever you eat it, like your mouth turns black, everything's black.
Their endless experimentation means they've got a cookie for every season.
Next summer, we'll probably do a strawberry lemonade cookie. So we can do like that good strawberry base and then do a lemon glaze. So right now we have a lemon poppy seed cookie that is like my grandmother's pound cake. So it's like a really dense, moist cookie with poppy seeds, lemon zest. It's got like cream cheese in it.
All the parts of the lemon.
Yeah, and then we do a lemon glaze on top of it.
Nothing like a warm cookie on a hot summer day, or any day really. I do enjoy cookies. Back in the food trailer, Johnny Boy showed me how their state-of-the-art equipment allows them to make large batches of cookies quickly.
Your dough goes in up here, and this turns and pushes the dough out the bottom. There's a little wire that comes up, and it comes across the bottom of this. So we have dies that go in here. So you place a die here, so whenever your cookies are pushed out the bottom, this wire will come across and cut it. And so you can do very high volumes of cookies. and not very much time.
Johnny Boy's Cookies is constantly updating their cookie schedule. They offer up to 6 different varieties a day. Johnny is a self-taught cookie baker, and when he creates his product, he uses the methods that work best for him.
And I've had people that have went to culinary school, they were like, why do you do that? I'm like, why are you making it like that? I was like, I'm making it how I know how to make it, so if I made it how you'd make it, my cookies wouldn't be what they are. So I don't get too caught up in most things.
Johnny Boy may not be classically trained in cuisine, but the results speak for themselves. It's the knowledge he's picked up along the way, plus his attention to detail, that makes such a quality product.
I always do both sugars together. We do a granulated sugar and a brown sugar base, because brown sugar is hydroscopic, so it loves water. So it pulls water to it. So if you want a cookie to be more chewy and dense, then you just make it with more brown sugar and it will pull in the surrounding moisture.
The process for making these cookies has many delicate steps. Johnny Boy Cookies has it down to a science. Johnny showed me the whole thing. And we'll skip through that a bit so as not to give away their secrets.
All right, so first thing you want to do, the first thing, we'll go ahead and add our butter for about 10 minutes. Like a dozen eggs. I do have both my kidneys, like what do you want? I kind of clean as I go. Makes things a little bit easier. You start working the gluten in the flour. Game changer. But that's pretty much it.
Now that's what I call expert cookie creation. Okay, how many times is that now?
101.
All right, we did it. Boom. I said cookie twice in a row once. That did it. Johnny Boy Cookies is an old-fashioned cookie shop that's always thinking outside the jar. Give them a visit, and you can also order anytime on their website. Trust me, you won't regret it. For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. That's where you'll also be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.